proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. In our series regarding angels in the Bible, we start to look at various ministries that the angels engaged in. Sometimes they acted as God's heralds. One of the most common tasks assigned to angels involved making God's proclamations. In other words, serving as his messengers. Two of the most famous examples of such heraldry related to the birth of Jesus Christ and to his resurrection. On both occasions, angels played key roles in these events. In the second chapter of Luke, the angel of the Lord appeared unto shepherds in the fields near Bethlehem as they were watching their flocks. After he announced the birth of Jesus Christ, Luke recorded that, quote, "Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill toward men," unquote. These angels were not necessarily referring to the physical incarnation of Jesus Christ. Rather, their exclamation involved the significance of that event. God, by sending his Son to earth to die for the sins of the human race, God made it possible for transgressors to become reconciled unto him through Jesus Christ's atonement. Regarding the resurrection of Jesus Christ, angels also played a major role. In John chapter 20, we read how Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and John, how those two women had come to the Savior's tomb, intending to anoint the body of their Lord. They saw a personage that John described as, quote, "a young man clothed in a long white garment," unquote. This figure told them, quote, "Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him," unquote. Comparing that passage with similar verses in the other Gospels, it seemed likely that it was an angel who actually made that pronouncement to the two women. As we go through the book of Revelation, we learn that God employed angels to proclaim various declarations. In Revelation chapter 5, for example, John, quote, "saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" unquote. According to Revelation chapter 8, John, quote, "heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpets of the three angels, which are yet to sound," unquote. In Revelation chapter 14, another angel preached what was termed, quote, "the everlasting gospel," unquote, preached to the inhabitants of the earth at that time. The personage known as the angel of the Lord sometimes imparted divine messages to individuals. For example, in the Old Testament, when King Ahaziah of Israel fell sick, as recorded in 2 Kings chapter 1, that monarch sent messengers to ask a Philistine idol whether he would recover. The angel of the Lord appeared to Elijah the prophet and directed him to rebuke the king of Israel, telling him, quote, "Is it not because there is not a God in Israel that ye go to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron?" unquote. The angel of the Lord also appeared in the first chapter of Matthew's gospel, in which he visited Joseph by means of a dream. On that occasion, the angel of the Lord spoke to him about Mary's pregnancy, adding, quote, "Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost," unquote. The angel of the Lord followed by making one of the greatest proclamations contained within the pages of the Bible, quote, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins," unquote. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.